Today we are talking about the deadly, horrific years of the plague, which generally took place in the years 1347 to 1750, also known as the Black Death. The plague made its way to Europe, the city we are in right now. Today, on my guest on the podcast, AZ Plague Survivor, please welcome Samantha. She endured two grueling months of the plague. Why don't you tell us your experience?
Thanks, Marlon. Well, when I first had it, I thought I just had the common cold, but as many days began to worsen, I was taken to a doctor, and I got diagnosed with the plague. The next 2 months were the worst months of my life. I experienced horrible pain. My lymph nodes were swollen. I was very tired.
What was civilization like back then?
Very hectic. Everyone didn't know what to do. People had their own theories on what to do and what was going on, how to deal with it. I was very stressed, so was everyone else around me.
Sounds like a lot of stuff to deal with. Keep in mind, when the plague was very contagious, technology was not advanced.
Yeah, so the people would influence doctors as well as telling us what to do, what they thought was right to do, and the plague usually killed people within 5 days of having its victims. So I was incredibly lucky to have survived when over a quarter of the population died.
I'm so sorry you've been through this. Did you lose any relatives?
Yes, since babies didn't have vaccines or vaccines weren't even invented, my grandpa and my baby sister died. I had a very tough childhood because of the plague.
How did you survive the plague?
Well, unlike other people, I bathed. I also wasn't surrounded by many people, so I didn't easily get it, and I rested a lot.
Wow, people should have taken from you. Anyways, that's all the time we have for today. I hope you learned a bit on the Black Death. And make sure to subscribe whatever you listen to podcasts.